Father Jimmy Tuzo. I was just ordained this past June, and I'm currently at St. Joseph in Columbia. Now, some of you may remember me. I was here 4 years ago as a seminarian, and it was right after the summer when this church was built, so it was brand new when I got here. And I remember having a wonderful time here learning under Father Wilson, and it's wonderful to be back here to celebrate with you. But it's not my first Mass here. I did celebrate a Spanish Mass a few weeks ago. So. Almost every evening, I sit down and watch the national news. It seems like this half-hour program is filled with 29 minutes of terrible news, problems, murders, fighting, political discourse, airplane crashes, natural disasters, fighting between governments. Then at the end, maybe for 1 minute, you get a feel-good story. I'm sure there are a lot more of these good stories out there that warm our hearts about human kindness and brotherly love. But I suppose that these good stories do not drive the ratings up. So most of the news is gloom and doom. In our first reading, we kind of have a similar situation in a time of gloom and doom. A voice cries out to God in anguish. How long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen. There are certainly times in the past where I did not feel or felt that God heard my pleas. And I'm sure that a lot of us at one time or another have felt this. Now again, hear the voice in the first reading. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. We can all relate to this feeling all too well in today's world. Like in the example of the nightly news I gave earlier. Or one can just scroll through different social media places and see stories of violence and violence against human life and the dignity of the human person. We can often feel that misery surrounds us as abortion, assisted suicide, the death penalty, and other attacks against the dignity of the human person find support, a lot of public support. How does God respond to this voice crying out? We're assured that the Lord will not disappoint. And as the reading states, the just one, because of his faith, shall live. God did not promise to answer our prayers on our terms or according to our own plans. We know because of faith, because he has told us time and time again, he will not abandon us. We are told that suffering is a part of our earthly life. But our destiny is to be with Christ in heaven for an eternity of happiness and peace. Faith. Faith in God in good times and in bad times. It seems it's a somewhat common thing for one to turn to God in times of need, when a tragedy occurs in our life. When we find ourselves sad, down, we turn to God for help. Then when times are good, life is going well, we're happy, healthy, we can sometimes forget to turn to God. We need to remember that God is always there, in good times and in bad. He's there. A person with faith, faith which is itself a gift from God. This faith allows us to trust God. No matter what happens, good, bad, or difficult. Now, Paul was in a difficult situation when he was writing this second letter to Timothy. He was in prison, in chains. But in his letter, he does not forget to urge on his friend Timothy to have courage and faith in the Lord. He tells Timothy then, and he tells us now, to take courage and not be ashamed for our testimony to the Lord. This is to the truth. For Timothy, it was to continue to preach and teach the faith which he had learned from his father in Christ. The same goes for us today. Continue to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. because the world in which we live can and is hostile to the truth. Proclaiming the gospel of life can be difficult. There are areas where the defense of infants' lives, the lives of the defenseless and dying, or the lives of any vulnerable human person can be met with resistance. When one proclaims the church's teachings on topics like abortion, assisted suicide, and the death penalty, this can provoke challenges and bring up a lot of emotion from those who disagree. Sometimes these issues are difficult to bring up in our families, with others where we work, or with friends and acquaintances. Sometimes fear may inhibit us. However, St. Paul, in the second reading, encourages us not to be ashamed of our testimony to the Lord, to bear our share of hardships for the gospel. And more importantly, and most importantly, our strength comes from God. As Christians, our identity comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ endured sufferings and persecutions for our sake. And therefore, the suffering and persecution that we endure in our earthly life give glory to God. And we can endure them with the strength that comes from God. Faith gives us this ability to hope. The example of the apostles in the gospel encourages us to ask God himself, increase our faith. If we struggle to find the courage to speak boldly about human life, we shouldn't be ashamed. The apostles, who themselves lived, ate, and prayed with Christ, needed God's grace to carry out Christ's saving mission. We needn't be afraid to ask God to increase our faith. For if we have faith but the size of a mustard seed, Christ can give us the power to do incredible things in the service of the gospel. So today, as we recommit ourselves to upholding the teachings of the church on the value of human life, from the womb until natural death, may we recall that we have merely done what we were obliged to do as followers of Christ. Christ is our hope in every season of our lives.